We're constantly go, go, go.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something to do. There's always something that has to get done, something you need to respond to or make sure, you know, you have your list together.
Look at me now. Look, I've got three post-it notes to the right of me now, and they've all got things on that I've got to get done.
That you have to get done.
Uh-huh.
And if there at any point you decide, you know, I'm going to take this afternoon and I'm just going to go for a walk. I'm going to Brecknock. I'm going to take the dog out, go to Brecknock, and go for a walk for 2 hours. While those post-it notes sit, do you feel guilty about it?
Because the problem is that when you have set yourself out a whole bunch of things to do, even if you go, do you know what? I'm going to go and do that. I'm going to go and walk the dog, or I'm just going to go and just take a run or something like that. Then in the back of your mind, you know when you get back home, you've got to deal with those things because you've already set that as a plan for yourself.
That you don't get to enjoy it. And now, I mean, in 2016, we have all these things, all these technological advances that are you make life easier.
Yeah.
Everything's supposed to be a lot easier now, yet we're busier than ever. And I talk to, you know, we talk to kids who go from school to extracurricular activity to another extracurricular activity to then they have film. Like, there's no downtime. And why do we feel guilty for having downtime?
My daughter's a prime example of that. She got home a little bit late yesterday. She did her school. Then she did yoga. Then she came home, finished her homework off, and then went and played soccer and got back in about 8 o'clock last night.
Yeah, that's it. You're eating dinner, you're going to bed, you're waking up doing it again.
Yep.
And I don't understand why it's... And there was this article I found. It's up on our Facebook, facebook.com/petshame. It's the disease of being busy. Whenever you talk to somebody, whenever everybody goes, oh, how you been? I go, good, busy. That's my answer.
Yeah.
I don't have any... There's no experiences that I'm working. I'm working this. Oh, I have to work this weekend, kid. I'm working. You know, that you're so... And I'm the exact same. I work. I go work out. I was going to Girls on the Run. Like, I had Tuesday afternoons around 3 o'clock on, and then Sundays off. And during those times, I did cleaning, grocery shopping, laundry, meal prep, work out again. You know, there's truly no downtime. And when you have it, you feel guilty about it.
And I'm trying to think, you know, just back as kind of like as a kid, like with my mum and stuff and that, like, you know, was it just as busy for her then? And I just didn't realize. And it really hasn't changed that much. I don't know. But it just seems to be we've always got the next thing coming up. We're just finishing one thing. We've got something else rolling straight into that. And then when that's done, we've got something else going on.
So how do you make it time to enjoy something? You know, and with our phones, it's supposed to be, oh, it's so much easier now. But now you're like, all right, I got to text this person. I have a list here. I have to do this. Make sure you respond to your emails. For us, make sure we're posting on social media. You know what I mean? And interacting with people. I go through multiple times throughout the day through our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook, and try to interact with our listeners on there, see what they're up to. Comment on their stuff, you know, to check in. Somebody just got a puppy. I got to tell them I like, and I do, you know. And it's funny because yesterday I have another job that I work Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we had a meeting here. So I left a little bit later than I normally would, which pushes me back because everything here is a 35-minute drive.
Yeah.
So I was in Wawa just trying to grab, you know, a lunch. And I heard this guy behind the counter and he's like, oh, that's Amy from Petch and Amy. And I was checking out and I didn't have time to go over and say hi because I was already like 3 minutes late for work. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, I don't have time to even say, hey, cool, thanks for listening. I appreciate that.
Terrible, isn't
because
it?
Because he saw me in Wawa. I don't know who I am in Wawa sometimes. You know what I mean? And so I thought it was actually really cool. That doesn't happen a lot.
But it's terrible that you just don't have that couple of minutes to go, hey, you know, thanks for listening.
You know, I'm like, the gas I got going on outside, it's pumping itself while I'm inside trying to rush.
Yep.
And so I felt really bad about it. I'm like, here's this guy, he's a fan of the show, he listens, and I heard him say it, I just didn't have a second to go over and talk to him.
It is horrible.
It is. So when you're constantly being, when you're constantly busy, how do you make sure that you get your downtime, your playtime, whether it's just, hey, let's, you know, take the family out and go for a bike ride. Do you schedule that in? Is that in your schedule? You can tweet at Petch and Amy 424-1234 to be part of the show.